And now we're going to Brackenfell in Cape Town because I have the privilege to have the lady on air this afternoon to whom I'm speaking, Pastor Natasha van Tonder. She's an evangelist and a motivational speaker. She's a mom as well, whose heart is for reaching the lost, empowering women, equipping church and business leaders. Pastor Natasha, good afternoon and welcome.
Oh, thank you. Good afternoon.
Great having you on the air this afternoon with us, and so proud of your daughter. I believe she's Dr. Gustav Du Toit.
Yes, Dr. Gustav Du Toit is my father.
I do apologize. Your father. You are the proud daughter of your father, and he's the member and the founder and president of Lofdal International Ministry. And I've heard so much about Gustav Du Toit already. Praise the Lord for his ministry, huh?
Yes, he's awesome.
Yeah. Why do you say your dad is an awesome dad?
You know, he raised me and my sister and my brother by himself. And he taught us to live a big, but the best gift he ever gave us was Jesus.
And how did that happen, Natasha? If you take your mind back to when you really gave your whole being by the grace of Jesus to Jesus and being his disciple.
Well, you know, being born in a Christian family doesn't make you born again believer. You have to find Jesus for yourself.
Yeah.
And but one thing that we always had was a strong Christian foundation. And my dad always represented Jesus to us. And although we loved God, we didn't always live like God or godly life. And I was about 21 I knew that I was called for ministry. I always knew that I was going to go into ministry. But I didn't always have that relationship with Jesus, you know. And at the age of 21, I recommitted my life to Jesus and became sold out to do the work of the ministry.
Great stuff. Can I ask you, what do you enjoy of the ministry the most?
Well, first of all, is I enjoy working with my family.
Yeah.
And then to see people's lives change. You know, we have a rehab and we are working with so many people that really need help. And when they come into our centers and stuff, you see how lost they are. But just to see the transformation that they are going through from where they're at to where they actually have a relationship with God. You know, the joy of seeing people find Jesus and then live for God, that is the greatest joy that I experience in ministry.
Great stuff. You are the wife and mother, and you have three wonderful, amazing children. Tell us about your family.
Yes, my husband is Vian. He has his own sound company, and I always make a joke and say, you know, I knew I was going to preach one day, so I married a man that can make me sound right. And then I have three amazing children also in ministry, helping with the stuff in our church, with the services, sound, youth. My eldest daughter, she's married, and she and her husband is our youth pastors, and my other daughter, Grace, she is also part of the ministry, doing mission work and going into schools and Blue Combo Squatter Camp and just winning souls. And my son is still in school. He's only 16.
Natasha, tell us about Blue Combo. We hear so much about that on the area, on the news, and tell us about that area and the need there is in that area.
Well, Blue Combos, one of our main campuses is just opposite Blue Combos, and when we started the ministry there, God told my dad, Dr. Gustav, that that is our mission field, you know, and poverty is, you know, it's overpopulated in the area, especially with lockdown. When we came back and we opened up a little bit again, we saw that even the Blue Combos area, people were just building little houses and tin houses and living there. And the population has grown so much that poverty is one of the main things and crime in that area. And I believe even in that, that's why we're there, to bring hope and bring life and light into the community of Bloemfontein, because we have our feeding program and our feeding ministry, that we give people food from that area from Monday to Friday. And I know that, you know, when the children come, even when it was lockdown, not only children came, but grown-ups came. And, you know, you don't usually get the teenagers to stand in the line for food, but even teenagers came to receive food because they were so hungry in this time. And government, you know, they do what they can, but they can only do so much, and that's where the church steps in, and we help, and to feed the people and take care of the people, bring medical, like we will just help medically with the children. If there's something wrong, we will see what we can do from our side, and also with giving them Jesus and hope for where they're at.
Natasha, you work with your father as ministerial assistant to Dr. Gustav du Toit, who is the president, as we said, and founding pastor of Lofdal International. How is it to work with your dad?
Well, it's fun to work with him, but it's also him being my dad. We have a very great relationship in the office. My dad is, you know, he doesn't treat his children different from the staff. Whatever expectation he has from the staff, he has a high expectation from his children.
Yeah.
But working with him and just hearing his heart, and you see how he loves people, and you like duplicate what he's doing and speaking and loving people, that is so amazing. And for us as a family to work together in the community, in the ministry, yes, I just love it.
Do you have challenges from time to time?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We have challenges. Like, my dad is leaving for the U.S. Tomorrow, and then we have to run the ministry like he's there, like he would have done it. And he's also at the age where he gives more responsibility to our pastors, that's Pastor Jakub, Pastor Landel, myself, to run the ministry, not only for him, but with him. And sometimes, you know, we have to die to the opinion of people. We have to just face challenges that sometimes people will question the fact that he's not married, but we have a strong team, you know, behind him, helping him. And yeah, when, like we say, when everybody else's smile and go, you know, and it looks like everything is fine, we as the family and also the pastors of the ministry, we are the ones that's carrying him, and also we are the front runners protecting the ministry, the vision, and also Dr. Gustav. So whenever things come our way, we will be the ones hit first, you know.
Okay.
Handling situations and stuff, yes.
Pastor Natasha, you started your own fashion brand, they tell me. Tell us all about the Vanti Fashions.
Oh, yes, that is... in 2013, I started a fashion brand called Vanti Fashions. That was just something that God has placed in my heart. I was sitting at a celebrity's launch, and my husband were doing the sound, and I heard God say, how many times will you help people in their dream? When are you going to step up and do your dream? And then it's like, what was my dream? At that stage, I only created bags for conferences and, you know, pencil bags. And one day I saw a lady walking with my brand, with my bag, and I thought, I only had 50 made of those. And then I realized, what if people can wear my clothes? But it's not just for them to wear my clothes. I don't know if you saw, but what I do is I will go into rural areas with a team, and we will get ladies, dress them up, and have fashion shows just to restore the value inside of them. It doesn't matter where you come from, or if you have money, there's something greater on the inside of you, and we are trying to pull that out.
And Natasha, does that give some dignity back to the ladies?
Yes, absolutely. After 2013, I had this girl. She was part of the fashion shows, and the other day she called me and said, "I just want to let you know, I'm stepping up and out. I'm starting my own fashion brand." And that was so amazing, because even in her life, when she thought she's nothing and she has nothing and she can give nothing, you know, somebody just saw some value in her. And when I do my fashion shows, people say, "But do you want models? Do you want professionals?" I said, "No, give me the woman that everybody knows. You know, the normal woman, not the skinny woman, not the woman that magazines give, because life is just bigger, much bigger than that. Give me the woman that can speak and relate to other women."
You started the Dream Journal, in 2016 to inspire women to dream bigger, to dream the impossible dream, and to trust God to fulfill His promises. Tell us all about that.
Yes, my heart is to activate dream in people, because I've realized that many people, the Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. And a lot of people lost hope. And some people, they carry a dream on the inside of them, but they don't know how to activate it. And what I did with the Dream Journal, I placed vision, mission, goals in there. And I sometimes do the Live Your Dream workshops, where I just activate the dream on the inside of you, because it doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are or what your background is. God has given each of us a God-given dream that we need to live out, and that God, that brings us into place and into purpose. And through the Dream Journal, I help women step by step just to reach their dream and dream the impossible dream.
You go all around the world, Pastor Natasha. You carry a message of hope and restoration to a hurting world. What does the world really look like where you operate?
We are living in a broken world, and I believe the greatest source that we can invest in is humans. And working among a lot of, I don't like to call people poor, but a lot of people in need, and people, you know, community people where there's really a lot of hurt, divorce, abuse, and also suicides, you know. Mm-hmm. That is the ministry we work in, where we can just uplift people. And one thing I believe in my heart, I never give people me. I give people Jesus. Because I can fail people, but Jesus will never fail people. And I don't tell people, my message is not accept Jesus and everything will be fine. My message is accept Jesus and you will not be alone. And if you go through the storm, He will be with you. And just by loving people and being who God created me to be in people's lives, that is also a message of hope.
A message of hope all around the world. Yes. Pastor Natasha, where can they get hold of you if they want to invite you wherever you are called to go and evangelize or bring God's love and message and hope?
I'm on the website of our church at loftar.com, or they can go to my Instagram page, Tasha Van Tonder, and on my Facebook page, Boss Natasha Van Tonder, or Arise page on Facebook.
Natasha, your passion,
yes.
How would you describe it in a sentence or two?
My passion? Well, I believe that purpose brings passion, and passion, if you have passion, it takes the effort out of anything you do. And your passion wakes you up in the morning, and it's not your alarm clock.
Hmm. What a word to end this wonderful afternoon with you. Thank you so much, Pastor Natasha, for joining us from Cape Town. May the Lord God Almighty just bless you and your ministry. And what a privilege to have you on air with us this afternoon. Enjoy your television, Christ Cake. We enjoy that as well. And have a great and a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me. God bless you.